Welcome to the What Lenore Said podcast, where I uplift women who have experienced trauma. Each week, I'll help you filter through the BS and discover your own power and purpose. I'm Lenore Bowles, a women's confidence coach and self-love advocate. Life has not always been easy for me, often knocking me on my ass, but I had to learn how to get back up swinging. I'm sharing my best tips for trusting your gut, living confidently, and pursuing the life you deserve. Thank you so much for listening, and this is What Lenore Said. Welcome to another episode of the What Lenore Said podcast. I'm Lenore Bowles, your host and self-love advocate. I'm a women's confidence coach, and my desire in life is to help women heal from trauma, take back their life, and actually pursue the dreams and live the life that they deserve and want. So a big contributing factor to my success is grit. And so I want to talk about the art of grit and grind because it is something that I believe has helped me become the person I am today in life, personally, and in my business life. Just so that you guys know, grit pretty much is passion and perseverance over a long-term period as far as pursuing goals. When I started this healing process, I knew this was not going to be a quick fix. It took a very long time for things to break in the way that they had broken. And so I needed to be okay with the long game. And so grit is passion to pursue a dream or goal over a long period of time. So it's that stamina that you can get through this as long as you continue to put one foot in front of the other and keep chugging along, even when you have setbacks. So there are five components to grit. That is courage, conscientiousness, perseverance, resilience, and passion. And, you know, some of those are pretty self-explanatory. Courage, physical bravery. So it is the physical act of being courageous in things that we may be afraid of or things that we really, really want, but we're not so sure. And it's that bravery that we're going to make that choice and go out and do what we desire. Conscientiousness is a personality trait. So this is like being vigilant and careful. And so you're not going to just jump out there without thinking. You're going to actually take some time, think about what you want, and start moving forward because you have thought about it. And so now you have a game plan. Perseverance is, again, one foot in front of the other and keep going. So things will set you back. Things will feel very difficult, and you need to figure out how you can continue to move forward because the end goal is what we're facing. And all of these small obstacles that we encounter can definitely set us off the path to healing, and we can start spiraling or backtracking, and we're still in the same place a few years from now because we allowed life to kind of take over and interfere with the healing process that we said we wanted. Resilience is toughness. So you're going to have those obstacles and you're going to have difficult things happen. And it's how quickly can you recover from that and get back on the path to healing. So I'm positioning this all in the mindset of healing because that's primarily what we talk about. And I talk about that primarily because it is definitely something that you have to heal before you can do anything else. Now, I do believe that you can start pursuing goals and dreams as you're healing. If your goal is to be married, you can't go get married and then expect the marriage to be fulfilling and happy and healthy if you still have all of this baggage from the past that you did not work to resolve. So just making sure that you are realistic in those goals and, you know, you will have those difficult times and you will have things that are hard to deal with. And it's sometimes people show resilience by having a sense of humor in it, or, you know, they kind of just let it roll off their shoulders, or, you know, people display resilience in different ways that could be just being self-aware. For me, it is being very aware of how I react to things and how I let things affect me. Sometimes it's quite difficult to just take the punch that life is throwing and not react to it. And, you know, the reaction is okay. But again, it's how can we continue the path forward even though life is throwing those punches at us? And then passion. So how passionate was I about my healing? Honestly, it was the only thing I talked about for a very long time. It was always at the forefront of my mind. It was something that I really focused on healing and building my business at the same time. So like I said, you can do both. It just takes a lot more dedication and a lot more mindfulness, and you have to have the right mindset of I'm healing and building at the same time. And really, I had to make sure that I didn't allow life to derail that, because it could be very easy for something to happen in my life, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's with friends, and anything negative could derail you if you don't have the resilience or the mindset of no matter what life throws at me, I'm going to continue to move forward. So that basically, in a nutshell, is grit. And honestly, it really is courage and the show of strength in your character. You know, it displays itself differently for everyone. So because I show it by getting back up and just chugging along with a smile, and I'm choosing to be happy, and I talked a lot about happiness being a choice and moving forward despite all of the things that have happened to me. That may not be everyone's story, and that's okay. And I don't want people to put unrealistic expectations on themselves because someone displays grit in their own way. I think sometimes I tap into certain aspects of that. Most of the time, I'm much more resilient and I display much more passion than I do courage sometimes. Sometimes it's very easy to be passionate about something and really want something, but am I willing to step out in faith and go after it in a courageous way? That's something that I have to challenge myself on all the time. And you should too. Like, this is all about how can you heal? How can you move forward? And then the other half of this is grind. So it's the art of grit and grind. You have the grit part down. That is perseverance. That is moving forward. That is taking the punches as they come, getting back up and continuing to move forward. And then the grind aspect of that is you grind and grind and grind until you get what you want. That is something that a lot of people struggle with. And I think a lot of people want to be entrepreneurs and they want to run businesses, but they don't know how. And because they don't know how, they try, they fail, and then they give up. So that's the grit aspect of it. Grit is a positive. Having grit means you are a badass. It is based on your own goals. And if your goal is to start a business, just know you're going to get a lot of punches. You're going to get a lot of lumps and bumps, and it's not going to be easy, but it will be worth it. The key to that is you have to have the ability to continue to chug forward as things don't go as planned. And so for me, that is constantly pivoting my business when it's no longer serving my audience. And so we're kind of on that path a little bit now where I want to help. I'm still helping women, and I really want to focus more on the writing aspect. And so I talk a lot about journaling, and I focus a lot on putting words on the paper, because for me, that was the most effective part of my healing process, was being able to have a safe space to express myself. And I think a lot of women experience that as well, where you're not free to express yourself in a safe way with our family, with our friends, And so writing things down is really the only avenue that a lot of people have. And I found that a lot of the things that I wrote down on my paper during my healing process has lended itself to my new book. And I'm actually titling it The Art of Grit and Grind, because truly this book has talked about the grit required to move forward after going through a traumatic relationship, and then moving forward and healing, pursuing my goals, and actually putting them into action and constantly failing. So this is not something that was easy. It was years of failures in my healing process, failures with friends, failures with family, failures at work, failures in my business. And you know, those lumps and bumps came from all directions. And the only way that I was able to get through that was to know that this is temporary. This thing, whatever it is in that moment, is temporary. And it will get better as long as I continue to move forward. The only time it doesn't get better is if I stop and I don't ever make progress. So I'm okay with taking a pause when you need to. And quite frankly, you guys have seen me do that a few times with the YouTube channel or even on Instagram. Like when I need the break, I take it, and you should too, but it's a break. It's not forever. And I think some people get caught up in the forever. And so for me, the art of it is figuring out how to balance being gritty and being positive and pursuing goals and playing the long game and also living life at the same time and healing at the same time and having a full-time job and having to deal with family and choosing to deal with friends and all of these plates that are spinning at each moment in our life and figuring out how do I keep everything spinning without breaking that plate. And, you know, I think a lot of people fear the failure. And quite honestly, I don't like to fail. I'm a perfectionist. I like to win. I'm ultra competitive. And the person that I find myself competing with most often is myself. And, you know, sometimes I put unrealistic expectations on myself. But again, that's being able to be conscientious in that moment and be thoughtful and careful. You know, really think about what my next step is before I'm courageous enough to actually take that step. So these are all things that are working together. And, you know, I think a lot of people have grit. And I think over time, life has suppressed that a little bit. And I know a lot of you have grind because you have hustles and you have side businesses and you have all of these amazing traits. And, you know, there are some people that don't have any of that, but they have the desire to grind and they're afraid to take that step and that path forward. And I think the most impactful thing I can say to you today is you just got to take that step. It's something that you have to, because again, you don't want to be 5 years down the line and in the same place that you are today. That could be potentially detrimental. Actually, it will be detrimental. That'll be detrimental to your future because you're in the same spot and that's 5 years wasted. And what do you have to lose? If you fail at it, guess what? Tomorrow you have the opportunity to pivot and start again and try something new or tweak it and do something different. And so for me, in my own personal coaching business, while I am a confidence coach, I'm also a book coach. And I help women get their story out to the masses because I didn't realize how many people my story impacted until I actually started talking about it. And I think because I've talked about things that were very painful, that it connected with people who've also experienced the same level of pain and trauma and didn't have the avenue to speak out and share that with someone else. And I've really gotten to connect with people that you would never know experienced the same thing. And I think when you're going through something traumatic, you feel very alone and you don't understand. And so the grind half of me just knew that I could help women and I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to just start talking. And so I just started talking about it on videos, and that kind of transformed itself into coaching, and that coaching transformed itself from relationship coaching to confidence coaching to, you know, I'm helping with the healing and confidence piece of it. But that confidence lends itself to the writing aspect. And so that is where we are today. And it's a continual progression. And, you know, the business really has evolved over time. But the most important part is I've evolved over time as well. And I grind and I grind and I grind and I grind. And I wake up every day knowing that I'm going to do something today to impact others. And I'm going to do something today to impact my business. My favorite part of being a coach is helping women figure out how to write their book, publish it on their own, make their own money from their book, and see that this is a possibility of a career choice. And even if you don't want to be a writer full time, you can still share your story with the world. And I think that's a beautiful thing. It's something that I said last episode, like, I didn't even think that this was possible. I didn't think that I could be a writer full time. I didn't think that I could be a life coach, but I am. And I think just being more positive and having the right mindset has really affected my life in the most positive of ways, in ways that I didn't realize was necessary for me to move on. And so, honestly, the art of grit and grind is to acknowledge that you need the grit. And this is something that I believe that you can develop. You can develop a long-term plan to grind. And that grind is determined by you. No one can tell you what that looks like for you. But I really, really believe that it's something that is in all of us, and we can all have the grit, and we can all grind, and we can all share our stories and impact other people. And, you know, I think a lot of people have that calling on their life where you're meant to help other people, but you don't know exactly how. And I think a lot of people would benefit from just starting to put the information and the words on the page. And you'll start seeing things that just start spilling out of you in a way that you probably didn't realize was possible. So I just want to encourage you to think about what being gritty means. Think about how you can be more gritty in your everyday life. And if you're not grinding right now, now is the time. Like, honestly, we're in a place in this world where things are probably not going to be the same, I don't know, in 20 years when I retire. If I stay at my job all of that time, I probably still won't have enough money to retire and be comfortable. And so I never said I wanted to be a millionaire, but I wanted to be comfortable. And in order to do that, I had to have multiple streams of income. So that is grinding. And I want you guys to outwork and outhustle and outgrind everyone. And that should be the focus of building that business. It's constantly working towards that goal and realizing that it's not going to be something that comes quickly. It will definitely take time. Again, this is 2.5 years in, and I'm still relatively unknown. I'm a very small podcast. I have a very small following on Instagram and Facebook, but I'm impacting the people I'm supposed to impact. And I think sometimes we get caught up in the number. We want to be number one, and we want a lot of followers, and we want a lot of comments, and we want a lot of likes. And while all of that is good, and all of that tells us that we're reaching people, it doesn't necessarily tell us if we're reaching the right audience. And I'd much rather reach 100 of the right women who really need what I'm putting out there and really receive the information in a way that is beneficial to them than just having people blindly like and follow things on Instagram and Facebook. So focus on your grind, outwork, outhustle everyone every single time.
Thank you for taking some time today to listen to the What Lenore Said podcast. If you want to share what was most impactful from the episode, please do so on Instagram at What Lenore Said. As always, please subscribe to the podcast so that you get notifications when new episodes are released. And if you know someone who would benefit from this information, please share it with them, because I would love them to get this information as well. Now, I drop new episodes every Tuesday, bright and early, so I'll see you next Tuesday on the next episode.